Well, look at the time. Thursday, shortly after 1 o'clock. What's going on? It's likely to be I Love This Town. And that's right. I got a story today from Elizabeth from Fort Bragg. This is Elizabeth from the Redwood Coast Senior Center. That is pertinent to the story. Here we go. Elizabeth writes, Redwood Coast Senior Center has been looking for a home for some original paintings. These are paintings by Jim Bertram, a renowned artist who was one of the original artists in Mendocino in the 60s, as you might know. Jim specialized in a form of what Elizabeth refers to here as nonverbal calligraphy. Jim passed away in 2006, and he continues to be respected in our community for his art and his contributions to the community. A volunteer in the Senior Center's Circle of Elders Social Day program, Leah, told a friend about the paintings. And that friend told a friend that the Senior Center had some of Jim's original works. And that friend told a friend, right there, that's a small town thing, isn't it? Right, eventually the word got to Judy, and she was very excited. She came to the Redwood Coast Senior Center to see the Bertram pieces. Judy meets weekly with a calligraphy study group at Pacific Textile Arts. Judy will be happily contributing those works to their calligraphy archives. Judy says they're all thrilled to receive them and amazed at their good fortune. And the truly wonderful part is that now they will be available for public viewing. And if you are interested in arranging that, you'll be arranging it through Judy. And her contact information is available through the Redwood Coast Senior Center. Thank you to Elizabeth for this story as she sums it up here. That could only happen in a small town. And it does happen in small towns, right? I mean, we're always telling each other stuff that then goes on to somebody else, that then goes on to somebody else. And suddenly you're colliding with somebody who needed or wanted that information and can make use of it. Small towns are like that. I love this town. Thank you again, Elizabeth, for the story today.